Well, let's get right to it. Carla Collins, for many years, has been a personal friend, a friend of the show, somebody that can bring some sunshine into this dreary beginning of the week. Fresh off two sold-out comedy shows at the newly reopened iconic El Macambo. Here she is, the lovely, the talented, the most, I don't even know anymore. She's just great. Carla Collins, everybody. Everyone else can just shut up.
Oh, what an intro.
I don't know.
My goodness. That's why you're my Canadian Goldblum.
Man,
good
morning.
Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Carla. Good to see you.
Good to see you boys, too. So good to see you both.
Good to be with you, as always. And I asked you a question just quickly during the break, but I wanted to hear the answer while we were doing the show here, because I want to talk about the guided meditation and comedic meditation and how that all is going to work out. But I asked you how long, because you're here, you're back in the Toronto area. You came back, you quarantined. But what's your status going back to America?
Well, I think I'm probably going to hang out here a little longer than I intended to, which is a smart move, at least until after the election, maybe longer. And I'm talking about the 2024 election, of course. I mean, you know, I escaped like the burning guy in Planet of the Apes in early September to Canada, because it really was becoming in California a bit like a Japanese game show. It's like record-breaking temperatures and fires and, you know, murder hornets and looting and rioting and, of course, the Rona. So I was just worried that molesty Komodo dragons were next. And I thought this might be a good time to go back to the home and native.
Really?
What about fires? Were they part of your world at all?
I just missed it, actually, Freddie. They were. First of all, there's always a fire burning. Mm-hmm. In my loins.
Yeah, of course. that forest floor.
There were a couple, but the really severe ones where the air quality was just horrific, like the worst it's been since the 70s, I was quarantining here. So I did manage to have some good timing on that. And I understand that it's getting a little bit better, but really, you know, it's... as you know, the U.S. is a little nutty. I don't know what Satan's vision board has planned next, but it's obviously safer and more opportunities, more things are happening right now for me here, even though it's shut down again. I kind of made that one window where it was open for a week. I did two shows at the El Macambo, and then the next week it was closed down.
I just want to let everyone know, for context sake, what Carla did is she came back to Canada, and she's at a petting zoo right now. And that's what are we hearing in the background?
We're hearing boys, and I don't know why they're trying to upstage, but I really should have covered them up. Like I do with my breasts, because that really keeps them quiet. They're birds, right? You put a blanket over them. They think it's night.
That's right. They go to sleep.
I call this studio Duke, because Duke is a 10-year-old Great Dane who currently cannot walk. Aww. So I do all of my Zoom and broadcasting and podcasting from Studio Duke, so I can sit in his bed. And I have Dr. Zira, of course.
Yeah, I see.
Who I brought from L.A. Cadbury, the 13-year-old lab. A tiny kitten called Callie, who I'm in the process of nursing back to health. And outside there are five horses, the five horses of the apocalypse, if you will.
For those of us who follow you on social media, I noted, because you put it on your feed one day, that you had a baby kitten living in your cleavage.
Yes, well, I refer to him as my gay fiancé. That's the wonderful man I'm staying with here on the farm. And it was a morning I was up doing something early. Well, we're always up early. I used to go to bed at 5. Now I'm waking up at 5. Yay! And he walked in and had what I thought was a mouse or something. He said, oh, no, the mother abandoned. We got to try and bring him back to life, and warm towels. And the only place he was happy was in my cleavage. And he was doing well for a while, and then the other day in the morning, his system just crashed. I'm a city gal, so I'm learning a lot about the whole circle of life here on the farm, and that it was against the odds for him to survive, but I really became attached to the little guy in a in a week. But then the comedian in me took over and said, he got to live in my breasts for a week and die in my arms. And
that's right.
What man would love that? Yeah.
How tempted are you to feed those birds to the cat that that is there?
I know what I'm saying. I don't know why they're being backup singers. It's ambiance, guys. Go with this.
Yeah, we're fine. Listen,
I'm not a bird whisperer.
You got a hold of me, and you were so sweet to invite me to be part of those El Macombo shows. And I tell you, I haven't really talked about it on the air, but I'm not... I mean, part of it was both of my brothers were in town. I didn't want to... There was both nights I was not available. But I'm be honest with you, as a performer, I'm not in a real big hurry to go back up and do... shows. What was it like for you? Talk about how you guys set up the El Macombo for those gigs, because I know you did really well, but when it says sold out, what are we talking about in terms of spacing and numbers and people?
Well, there was only room and only allowed 50 people per show, Howard.
Right.
The tickets were a bit on the expensive side, I thought, for comedy, but so a lot often I was just playing to billionaires.
Nice.
which was what fun, especially one lawyer who I believe was imbibing in the white lady. And just was yelling, Ruben, through the whole thing. And I finally said, I can't hear you over your chest hairs. I haven't had to deal with a heckler in forever, because those usually boot it out, but you can't boot out somebody who paid $250 and is a good friend of the owner's.
Right.
So I just, on night two, I said, because it was just rich people up the balcony, like, she is a delight. We may buy her.
That's right. How much to nurse in her cleavage?
Wipe yourself with warm kitten. So it was, and a lot of the comics were, some people said, look, I haven't been up since, March or before, except for Zoom shows. I had been doing some streaming shows in L.A., it was great. And it was in a rock and roll venue, so it was a little bit different that way, and we streamed it. Fantastic streaming, though, like broadcast quality, and I really enjoyed it. It was great to have the opportunity to do that for two nights.
By the way, that noise is no longer that's Phil now. Phil's now making the same noise.
Sure.
Yeah. If you want to get up and just put a cloth over those, or
I know, I just maybe if Michael's listening,
Michael,
I don't
could
know.
You get the birds out of there?
We need to quiet the birds. Phil, I thought that was Phil's call to his father in Vietnam.
That's right.
That's how they've been communicating since the lockdown.
I'm comforted in my wife's boobs.
Easy now, Phil. You're speaking to a lady.
Years ago, I once had a bird like that. I would just put it in the closet and shut the door. It was awful, but that's the only way I could deal with it.
You know what, Freddie? Years ago, I had a cockatiel. In Calgary, had a cockatiel, and the same thing. We used to put a blanket over it at night, and then, I don't know, something ate it.
I think we're going to deal with the bird now.
Thanks, Michael.
The bird's going to go quiet. Just a little bit of ketamine and
Carla, but
NyQuil.
I wanted to ask you a somewhat of a serious question, because... I've got a show. I'm not sure I'm comfortable doing it. The problem is, I got this show in early December, and you mentioned a lot of people haven't been up since my last stand-up gig was the end of February. I'm not 100% sure I'm even comfortable going into this, into this venue and being in front of a bunch of people. How did you feel back in L.A.? Because I know you did some social distance shows. Well, what's it feel like?
Well, I didn't do social distance shows.
Oh, you were still
did Facebook Lives.
Oh,
and
right.
Streaming from the White Fire Theater. And, I mean, maybe the most were 5 to 10 people, if that, including the other comedians. So this was a whole new experience, to be honest. I loved having the crowd again. I don't know, even in December, are you going to have that many people?
I don't know, man. The thing is, it's a private gig, but in order to get ready to do it, I've got to go out and get on stage, and that's the part I'm not sure I want to do.
Well, how can it? Why is it still like scheduled? Like, at what point would they maybe just say, "No, we're not doing this"?
I don't know. I know, as Carla mentioned, things had opened up. Yuck Yucks was doing some shows once or twice a week in all their locations, and then it shut down. And I don't know that it's going to get opened up again in November. This is all by way of saying, the whole business has been turned upside down, and L.A. is no different than Toronto. I know I've seen some pictures of guys going to shows, Freddie, where the entire stage is now in a plastic bubble.
Jeez. Yeah.
And you hear what's happening now? You know, Peel, Toronto, we're all shut down.
Yeah.
They're asking, some of the outlying areas now, the restaurants are asking for ID when you go in. And if you're from Peel or Toronto, they will not serve you. So this is adding a whole nother layer to all of this now.
Well, they'll serve you, Fred, but you have to quarantine in the kitchen for 2 weeks.
That's right.
That's right. You have to live in a bird sanctuary.
Okay, the birds are quiet now.
In all of this madness, one of the things that has sustained a lot of people is meditation, yoga, things like that. And you've done such an interesting, I'll say it because you hear it on TV all the time, an interesting pivot to this other area of your life where you combine your love of those things, meditation, stand-up, and also just genuinely being a sweet person. Has that continued? What can you tell us about comedic meditation and how that's going to continue here in Canada?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Obviously, guys, you know, there's no candy coating it. No performer or really audience member is like, yay, Zoom comedy. I can't wait. It's just like the real thing.
That's right.
No one's like, that's always going to be the bridesmaid to a live in-person show, obviously. But I will tell you that for comedic meditation, because of the meditation part, streaming is actually the best method of delivery. Like, this may be the one exception, fellas, where it works even better. Because when I do the comedic meditation, like I know Howard's beautiful lady, Rachel, attended one of them. You have the comedy for 20 or 30 minutes. You know, the whole point is to release endorphins and get your brain in the same wavelength that it will be in meditation anyway. And maybe just put a smile on your face and get yourself out of your own head. And then you go into this meditation. It's an authentic one. I'm not doing a parody. I'm not like, listen, my boyfriend. Like, God, just let me tell you about, here's what I've named my breasts. But so the Property Brothers, by the way, if you're wondering.
I was wondering.
They're nearly identical and everyone loves them and they're popular. But what's really going on? So when I started doing the streaming, I got feedback that it was even better because that way after the meditation, you don't have to drive home, Fred. You can roll over and just go to sleep.
Nobody's
feeling self-conscious or judged. That was my whole point of doing comedic meditation, to take out the whole preciousness and intimidation. So we did a comedic meditation here in Collingwood, well, close to here in Collingwood, last week. And I got these two wonderful sponsors, the Michael Stewart Webb team and Etika Naturals. And they paid for the whole shebang, so I was able to do this for free so everybody could do it. And because I knew I was coming on your show, we're leaving it up for just one more night. And that way, you know, because even right now, maybe $9.99 is too much for someone to stream. And I know that everybody's...
Well, Carla just froze up there for a second.
And the stream was going so well.
No, it was really the best we've had.
Look at the clarity of the picture. It was beautiful.
And she looks amazing, too.
She can't hear us. Yes.
Am I back?
Oh, yeah, there you are.
Yes. I'm sorry, Howard.
No, I was just going to say, for what Carla just referenced was the link to the comedic meditation that she performed and guided. I don't know how, but it's available still for one more day. So tell people in this point, where do we get that?
You can get it on the website, right on the landing page, comedicmeditation.com. And I have it up on my Facebook pages and YouTube. But yeah, so it's there. And you can check it out for yourself. And as I said, you might find that you dig it more streaming.
Yeah. Do you have to be like a seasoned meditator to enjoy this? Or can like a beginner who's never meditated before, like, does this work for them too?
Freddie, the veterans enjoy it, but I think it's great. A lot of people, even the few we had, like a circle of 6.5 or something attending, even if you've never meditated before, I think it's even better that way. Because I think you'll find you'll be more relaxed and at ease because you're just maybe having a drink. If you like, you're laughing and then you just lie back. You're in the privacy and safety of your own home. And I did it with beginners in mind. I was thrilled that the veterans... You know, I mean, look, even Harry Styles has the Calm app. Like, everybody's getting into meditation. I was thrilled that the veterans liked it, too. but it's gotten a lot of people who maybe would shy away from it or think that they had to chant or get Botox in their third eye or whatever people, yeah. You know. Because everybody in, you know, I said everybody in LA is some guru, and it's always, you know, I have this yoga teacher who's called Willow, not her actual name.
Yeah, really?
Shockingly, like this mid-Atlantic accent, like, okay, please tap into your spirit and the experience, eat a carrot. And I'm like, you know, chick, you're from Michigan. Like,
that's all right.
So I'm trying to make it down to earth and accessible.
I have a monocle. Carla, I have a monocle for my third eye now. It's very Mr. Peanut.
Do you? Fantastic.
Yeah.
It looks so much more distinguished.
Exactly.
With a pipe.
People mistake me for Mr. Peanut. You know, I did this challenge this summer. This summer, Rachel and I, because I have the 10% Happier app, and she and I did a 21-day meditation challenge, and it was about 10. She would go for 20 minutes, but I can only, like, I can handle about 10 minutes of it, 10 to 15, and I just find myself kind of getting very relaxed and sometimes falling asleep. Do people do that during the comedic meditation?
Yeah, they really, apparently I'm like a human NyQuil with my effect on men. My phone sex operator adjacent voice. I like to think I'm the female Dan Duran.
Oh, my, look, there he is, Dan Duran, everybody.
It's like I summoned him. I didn't even say your name three times, Dan.
That's right. He's, look at him.
Well.
Phil, take a screen cap of this so people can see the e-talk or whatever, e-now reunion that we're having.
Beautiful. Hello, Dan.
Well, good morning.
Oh, my goodness.
You're on a ranch doing the Dr. Doolittle thing, I guess, eh?
I am. A little bit more, I'm doing the Gabor sister from Green Acres.
That's right. I adore a penthouse view.
It's what, like going up the pole to make phone calls and wearing, people are like, why are you wearing glitter on a farm? And I said, I'm not Amish.
That's right.
I'm not a farm, but I still got to be me. Dan, I thought you might like me more if I became a farm girl.
Yeah, it is fetching.
I don't know, you know, it's hard
it's
to...
It's fetching, see, thank you. You have the cat's pajamas and the bee's knees.
Exactly. Fred, I don't know about you, but I just look at these two, you know, beautiful angels, and how the two of you didn't just, like, make love with one another on the set of those television shows and make beautiful baby angels.
I don't know why E-Talk isn't in its 40th season, honestly.
That's right.
So look at those two heads.
Look at them.
Honestly. They look as good now as they did when they did the show. What was it, 40 years ago?
It was 40 years ago, and Dan and I both signed our contracts in blood.
That's right. Carla was seven. Carla was just a tiny seven-year-old. Meditation. I just want everyone to know, because of all the fun, but I will say this. It is accessible. It's really funny. And Carla has developed this. And it's just interesting how you sort of, I say, stumbled upon it. But I remember seeing that NBC Weekend in L.A. had featured you. And I thought, this is like the perfect storm of things that Carla's great at. Let's make sure everyone knows to go to comedicmeditation.com. It's up for free for another 24 hours. Dan Duran, of course, hosting another Senior Flights of Mercy. That's where we're... where Dan Duran
be a flight attendant on that flight.
Where Dan Duran takes.
Won't have to worry about COVID because they'll be dead before the plane arrives. If I wear something low cut.
Where Dan Duran takes.
Can I get you a defibrillator, sir? Would you like some Metamucil? More Metamucil?
No, take the Ensure, please.
That's right. Everyone gets an Ensure and a nice bun. Anyway,
please make sure that your old man is in the upright position. Over in death.
Well, you keep showing where you held that kitten for 10 days. You'll be. Carla, we have two more minutes left. I know the time has flown by.
It always flies by with you guys. And by the way, I just want to answer Fred's question or your question about what happens if you fall asleep. That's just as good, because then your subconscious drinks in the deliciousness. Yeah. And I know that with the whole coronavirus situation, people have had severe insomnia or just bizarre dreams where you're like pantless in a Walmart parking lot and Doug Ford is, you know, pole dancing to the Irish Rovers or something.
There were green elevators.
You, Now, Howard, I've never even tried to meditate. Does one know when you have entered the meditative state?
As soon as you close your eyes, there's no right or wrong way to do it.
Exactly. It's like Fight Club, Freddie. There's no rules.
Yeah, it's funny because I was I don't know. I started following Dan Harris a few years ago. I read his book, 10% Happier, then I got the app. I mean, there really isn't anything. You're just there.
Did you reach the 10%?
No. I'm saying mine's 0.10%. Point 0.
He's going to reach it with comedic meditation.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what? We did that 21 day challenge and it was fine. I mean, I don't know what, you know, were there any huge change. I always found myself sleeping better when I meditated. Most days.
Exactly. If nothing else, you just get a good relaxation. Some people have total epiphanies. I've had to fake my epiphanies. I don't need to tell you that, Dan. Dan and I had dropped and made love on the E Now desk. We'd still be on the air. Who knows? But we were
maybe
at the time.
How that's right. Dan would be 10% happier.
That's a whole other app.
Did you get that note I just sent you, Carla?
No.
Look at your little Zoom chat.
Oh. I don't even have that open.
That's okay.
Don't make me do technical stuff now.
I just said maybe we can catch up later this afternoon. You know, you were in L.A. We talked a couple times, and I would see you posting stuff. And I kept thinking, well, you know, we're going through something here in Toronto that's different than your experience in L.A. My daughter, Charlie, who just left to go to work, is still working in New York remotely from here. But she was in New York through the entire spring, winters and spring. What was it like for you? Scary, weird, all those things?
Well, all those, a total ambrosia of emotions, of course. I will say right out of the gate that never as bad as it probably sounds on the news. Because so many people were worried and, you know, they're going to lead with the most dramatic. It's scary in that, okay, you have the pandemic and that's one thing, obviously, global pandemic and COVID and the numbers out of control. Because there's, I mean, I don't have to quarantine when I go back. Apparently I can just like French kiss a customs officer and then glide right on into the valley. But my concern was more, you know, people were not able to pay their rent. I think people were given all of $1,200. I know that you had the surf checks of $2,000 for a month here. There's no plan in place. We've got, you know, the Donald Trump at the helm, who, when he tested positive for COVID, Corona had to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Like, you know, hey,
thank
one.
You.
Like
thank
that.
You. Here at Comedic Meditation all week. But,
that's awesome.
I mean, but, you know, from the top and also such, there's something different. And I know it happened a bit here. Misleading information every 15 minutes. And then there weren't any masks. Then we all look like old timey bank robbers in Bane from Batman. And then the anti-maskers were America. I'm not going to wear this. And there's no compliance. Right. Like, I just thought, I don't think we're going to get out of this escape room. I don't know what the exit strategy is. And as I said, my concern's more like everyone's mental health and the fact that everybody's packing. What fun. Mm-hmm. And everyone's armed and upset.
Well,
and
you know, it's funny because my daughter was talking about having to go back to New York for a couple weeks just for some visa issues. But in terms of going back to live there, she just got an apartment here for a year. So she's at least going to be here for that time. And I think a lot of people are a little bit wary about the next 12 months there. But living in L.A., I'm imagining you don't have a lot of pro-Trump friends, but you see it. I'm sure you see it around you.
Well,
there.
For some reason, there have been several Trump rallies outside of where I live in Sherman Oaks. I don't know why, and that's terrifying. The parade of folks that you see there is a lot like the memes of the Walmart gang that you see on the interwebs. But so it does exist. And you know what it's like. Like, there's just no talking. The problem is the two sides aren't speaking.
Right.
And then, as we all saw, that first presidential debate a couple of weeks ago, I mean, the fact that the problem is it's just like prison, right? People start to get used to it. Humans start to get used to saying this is the new normal and accepting what is completely insane. Whereas, obviously, no matter where your political opinions lie, whether you're talking Canada or my brother's in New Zealand, with its very liberal government, she just won by an unexpected landslide, just sent us back in there. Meanwhile, she's handling masks, murders, a volcano eruption. She conquers COVID. And she's got a kid by her arm. She's not even 40.
No, I know.
About my life.
Well, you know, the difference, you know, in Canada, like New Zealand, it's like we have a mindset of we're all in this together.
Yes.
And that just doesn't exist down there. It's just so political. You pick a side.
Everything's politicized.
Yeah,
yes,
forget about the threat. How's my team doing?
Right.
It just sucks.
You know, and Carla,
sorry, go ahead.
You brought up the idea that it's become normalized behavior. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a time if a president called a woman a monster, you know, yes, as he did the vice president candidate. You know, and that's another thing. You know, when it's all become so weird that it's every day. Like that monster comment kind of flew by because it was just one moment in time in so many moments that are.
We're becoming immune, and a woman of color, which is often the case with the president.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, now it's. Listen, I'm living in a country where there's how many millions of people believe in QAnon?
Oh, yeah.
And that who basically believe that Donald Trump is like Jesus Christ the Savior, that Obama and Biden are Satanists.
Drinking or, babies' blood.
Hey. Killing babies. And my joke is, see, this is why I think we really need a third party system in the States, because I don't want either one of those options. But the fact that that's allowed to happen and breed,
yeah,
and it's just becoming so divisive that and as I said, there's zero communication and there's zero compliance or thought for the other person. Instead, it's this rebellious.
Right.
You can't tell me what to do and talking. You know, I did hear Phil earlier talking about Vietnam. And honestly, yeah, as if people in the U.S. know about freedoms. You know, when they're talking about, you can't make me wear a mask. At Trader Joe's, this poor cashier was saying, sir, could you stand back to someone near my older gentleman lover and myself? And he said, there were little boxes on the ground, as there are everywhere, or circles.
Right.
And he said, you can't put me in a box, man. America.
I know.
Really? At TJ's?
That's right.
It's a whole personality or philosophy.
Right.
And you talk about QAnon. I mean, not to just look it up. There's this conspiracy now that Bin Laden's still alive and Biden and Obama wanted to kill the Navy SEALs to shut them up, that he's still alive. Anyway, it's crazy. But the president of the United States actually retweeted that.
Yeah.
Yes, and he won't deny any kind of white supremacy. He won't denounce it.
No, I know. So
you think that's a softball question?
When you have the president retweeting QAnon stuff,
yeah,
I mean, it's just over the top, and he still has 40 some odd percent support. It's like, what's going on down there,
Dan Duran? You were Dan Duran wants Dan. The QAnon believes Dan Duran's still alive.
Carla, Dan Duran, I was wondering, we kind of have the impression that California is a little bit more of a liberal state, and does it feel a little bit more comfortable there than the rest of America, or are you feeling that it's so partisan there as it is everywhere else in America?
No, it feels a little more comfortable there. You know, you've got California and New York. I think as long as you stay away from Orange County.
Yeah,
but there are obviously going to be pockets. But of course, I feel much more comfortable there. And you know, they keep talking about wanting to join Canada or just rescinding and having California the country. And you know, the other problem is there's just dealing with so many natural disasters. That's also the issue, and the fact that you know we also had a lot of rioting and looting on the back of the shutdown.
Listen, Carla, we got to let you go. Comedicmeditation.com is where you can find the latest edition of this very funny and very necessary, soothing time with Carla. Great to have you back. I'll reach out. We'll find a time to hang out on Zoom in the next couple of days. Thank you so much for doing this, Dan Duran. Good second appearance. Great having you, Carla. You're a very nice person. Thank you. We hope to see you in person one day. You know, that could happen. You know,
I know. Well, you know what? It's good that we've got this kind of distance, social distance with our whole sexual power thing.
It's too much, really.
It's going.
That's right. thank you, everybody. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Carla.